You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. We say hello to you, Jim and Trent, right here on the Big Talker 1700 as we take you from now until 6 o'clock tonight on your drive home. A great show lined up for you today. Greg Pakel will join us Penn Live. He'll dive into Penn State, and we'll kind of pick his brain a little bit. Is Penn State really this good, or is it just the competition that they have played so far? One of our favorite guests, Adam Kramer, Kegs and Eggs, he will join us at about 4:40. And then at 5:20, Nick Nelson, Twins Daily on Major League Baseball. And right after that, Ken Silverstein then joins us coming up at about 5:35, 5:40, right in there. Trent, how are you, pal?
Not too bad, Jimmy B. Excited to talk with all our guests today. Get that Penn State perspective with Greg to kick things off at about 4:20. But 4:40, Adam Kramer's going to be by. He was up in the Children's Hospital last weekend. Did he have an opportunity to read his article yet?
I have not, but I am going to read it during one of the commercial breaks because I saw his tweet about that. So that's exactly what I'm going to do.
So no show prep today is what you're saying?
Well, I did a little.
Okay. Okay. Well, I will tell you, Jim, make sure you have a tissue nearby.
Fair enough.
It left a lump in my throat as I was reading it last night. It was, you think of what these kids are going through and just that moment with the crowd of 65,000+ people up there, you know, waving at them and just what an emotional moment that is for the kids and the families and what they're going through. It was a little misty last night as I was reading through that one. It was put a lump in my throat and did a great job. You know, I've known Adam for a long time now. We had some mutual friends at the University of Iowa together. So, you know, as we got to know each other here over the last 6-7 years, we talked about the old days in Iowa City and stuff. And so I know Iowa City's a special place for him. But now as he's older like myself, he's got a couple of young kids. You know, you could really see that in the writing. And just a completely different perspective from Adam, where he normally expects things that are fun, you know, lighthearted kind of things. That's what Adam Kramer is really all about, the fun side of college football. But this was a different one for him and what you're normally used to hearing from him. He did an incredible job.
Yeah, I can't wait to look at it. I'm going to sift through it during our first commercial timeout. I just got sat down here a little late, Trent, because I've been out doing work. I know you find that hard to believe, but it's not. It's real stuff. But I really want to read that. I really do. The big story, however, that was breaking is taking place only about 2.5 hours away in Lincoln, Nebraska, where Einhorst, the athletic director who came out after the loss by the Cornhuskers to Northern Illinois on Saturday, is now unemployed. They just kicked his sorry butt out the door, Trent. This is Nebraska's a mess, an absolute mess. And how'd you like to be Mike Riley right now? Hey, at least you got that 1 year extra on your contract.
Right, yeah. At least you got a little extra money that'll be coming your way.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's you could see something like this happening, maybe not at this time, but you could see that this was the road that this was heading down. And as you go back and you just look at what's happened over the last 9 days, we had the Big Ten schedule release for the future years a week ago Tuesday. And Nebraska finds out that, well, you're not playing Iowa anymore at the end of the year. You now get the Gophers. And as the rivalry was starting to build with Iowa and Nebraska, that's going away. Maybe a shot at them and what they have become as a program overall, where the Big Ten said, you know what, a better game for our inventory at the end of the year? Very well could be Wisconsin-Iowa. Let's go to that route. They tried to save face. And then secondly, they went on and said, you know, we're not going to do Black Friday anymore. Got a ton of blowback from that. Then you go out on the field and you lose to Northern Illinois, and the Golden Arm boy, Tanner Lee, throws a couple of pick sixes, have opportunities in the fourth quarter. You lose a bye game where you paid Northern Illinois $800,000 to come in, and they came in and beat them. And now this. It is an athletic department and a football program with tons of question marks, and where is the hope now? I mean, now people are trying to sell themselves on the big names. The big names aren't coming there. People are trying to sell themselves on the excitement of Scott Frost coming back home, a kid from Lincoln that's going to come back, was a national championship quarterback, and bring them back to glory. An athletic director, Trev Alberts, everybody's talking about today. He's at Nebraska, Omaha. He'll come back over. He was on those early 90s teams. He's going to be the come one that'll come in, and he'll reclimate this project. All these things, all this hope. But is the hope a reality?
Not for the Nebraska fans, because they're dreamers. They really are. And they are fans right now that better wake up and sniff what's going on. Because what they had 20 years ago is not what they have now. And it'll never be the same again. I'm just telling you right now, Nebraska is not a destination school anymore. And maybe it hasn't been for the last 5 to 7 years. It has lost its relativity in the grand scheme of things nationwide. So it's one of those things where Nebraska fan maybe still believes it, but in all actuality, Trent, they better come to the realization that they will from now on be just an okay Big Ten school. Once in a while, might go 10-2, might get lucky with a soft schedule. We know that happens from time to time, and win a couple of tight games. But for the most part in football, in the Big Ten, Nebraska, I don't want to say has become irrelevant, because that's not the case. But they are not what they used to be, and I don't think for a long time will ever obtain that sort of ranking nationally in college football. I think their run is over.
College football is so different than that time. Even for me, it doesn't seem like that it was that long ago, but we're talking 20 years back, 1997, the last of those three national championships. That was 20 years ago. And think of where they were at the time. Now, of course, early on, it was the Big Eight for years and years and years, and it was them and Oklahoma, and that was about it in the conference. So they could go up there, roll through a bunch of bad football teams, and at worst case scenario, they'd be 9-2 at the end of the season and playing in a nice bowl game. They beat Oklahoma. Hey, you're playing Miami, you're playing Penn State for a national championship. That's the way that it was set up. But even early on in the Big 12, Oklahoma at that time was very down. Texas was very down at that time. They did not become the behemoth that we knew them to become throughout the year. So it was also a different time period in the Big 12 than what it became. You couple that with the evolution of college football on TV. You know, Beck, when games weren't on TV all the time, you still had those national brands, those teams that pulled and had the cachet. Notre Dame, Nebraska, USC. They all had the relevance for different reasons, but they all had a national brand. Anymore, you find a top-flight college, high school football player, and you give them opportunities, and we'll keep the heavyweights out of there. We'll stay away from Alabama, USC. We'll stay away from programs like that. But you have an opportunity to play at Nebraska or a mid-tier SEC program, say a Georgia, an Auburn, a program like that. Where are kids going to go? Well, we know where they're going to go. They're going to go play in the SEC, and they're going to go play for one of those programs. That wasn't the case in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. You had that offer from Nebraska. That was a big deal. They had an ability to go into California and beat not Cal and Stanford for guys. They were beating USC and UCLA for people because of the brand. That brand is tarnished in a way that it will never come back. And things have become, in a way, more regionalized at the college level in terms of recruiting, where I don't think that can ever come back. And that's the reality that Nebraska has to live in now. That time period, though, just 20 years ago, 1997, might not feel like that long ago. It is feeling like hundreds of years ago. It is that different. And that's the reality that Nebraska fans have to live with today.
I'm with you 100%. I absolutely am. And look, this is going to be interesting. to see who they can entice to come in and take over as the athletic director. And then how quickly will Nebraska move to find a different football coach if Mike Riley only has mediocre success? Like if they're 6-6, or if they go 5-7, or even if they go 7-5, Trent. This is a situation right now where it has blown up entirely in the face of Nebraska. They threw out Bo Pelini, who won 9 games, wasn't good enough, won 10, wasn't good enough.
It was more than that, though, Jim. You know that.
Well, he was, I know he was an issue.
He was an ass.
Yeah, I get it. He was an issue. I get that. But he still won.
But there
and
is
gave
more
them,
than that.
But he gave them a winning record.
I have
now,
no
my
problem
point
with
is
that.
He gave them a winning record. Okay.
Right. But you can't stick with Bo Pelini. He can just walk around being a complete jerk because he goes 9-4 every year. I understand.
No,
that.
I get it. No, I get it. I get that.
But he did.
Riley hasn't won.
Right. But what they did to Frank Zolich, that's the problem.
That was deplorable.
Yeah, I mean, they go 9-3 in the regular season. He's dumped out just 2 years after playing for a national championship. That's the problem,
right.
And that's where the reality started to separate from where these Nebraska fans actually believe the program should have been. The Pelini thing, I still have no problem with that. I completely understand it. He was good. He wasn't good enough, though, for their standards, but you couple that with the guy was a Class A jerk, well, it's easy to get rid of Bo Pelini. I had no problem at all with that. They just made an awful hire. Eichhorst made an awful hire, bringing in an aging coach that had never won at a high level. It didn't make a lick of sense, and we're seeing how it goes here.
Well, you're absolutely right. We all scratched our head when they said Mike Riley, and we said, okay, all right, good luck with that one, and that's where they are. So you've already mentioned Trev Alberts, former star, Scott Frost, former star. Is that their only recourse? Is that they go try to hire guys that were stars on the football field in an effort to try to resurrect a downtrodden program now? That's all they've got left. And Trent, what if that doesn't work? And we don't think that it will.
Well, that's what they're going to think about, because Alberts, as an athletic director, you know, he's made some difficult decisions over at Nebraska Omaha. He got rid of football over there. To do that in Nebraska at a program like that, that was difficult for a lot of people to swallow. He had to make some tough choices, but he's done a nice job. You look at that basketball program. Remember, they came in last year and beat Iowa. They're gaining relevancy in the Summit League. You have a hockey program that is playing at the D1 level and has a pretty good hockey program on top of it. So he's done some nice things, but that's what people want. They want that name. And this happens all the time. When you're talking about these historic, long-time programs, when things go south, they want one of their own. They think that the only way that you can reclaim the magic of Tom Osborne is go out and find guys that played for Tom Osborne. So that's the thought process. I don't agree with it. I think there are plenty of football coaches out there that would make more sense than going out and getting Scott Frost. I think there are athletic directors that would make more sense than Trev Alberts. But you know that's going to be what the fan base wants, because that's what fans are. They go out there, it's names that they know, it's easy to understand how it could work, and then they just jump to that conclusion.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. This is not going to be good. There's going to be so much more upheaval at Nebraska. Do you think this will be a long term, or do you think that they will make a hire within a month, maybe two?
No, athletic job, no. I can't remember an athletic director job that was that quick unless you already had somebody in mind, you know. I think this is something that's probably going to stretch out, and that's going to lead to a lot of questions about if they do get rid of Mike Riley, who hires the next coach. Now, Michigan was able to get away with it. Their interim AD was a guy that had connections to the program with it. He had an easy job. Jim Harbaugh wanted that job. He had the money to do it, and he went out and paid him. I mean, that was pretty easy. That was slam dunk. There's nobody like that for Nebraska. So if there is an interim AD, unless it is as simple as just going out and hiring a guy that's only coached for 2 years at a head coach in Scott Frost, it's a much more difficult position than Michigan was when they were going through the same thing 2 years ago.
It's amazing what is happening there, and wow, all you can do is just shake your head. And as I stated during our opening commentary, my thought process is right now that Nebraska will never return to prominence nationally. Once in a while, it might have a 10-2 year. Most of the time, it's going to wallow around in the middle of the Big Ten.
With that, we'll come back and talk about this later on in the program. We got Ken Silverstein, our Big Ten insider. He'll join us during the 5 o'clock hour, but next we turn our attention back to the big game inside our state borders this weekend. Iowa hosting Penn State. We'll get the Nittany Lion perspective coming up from PennLive.com. It's Greg Pickle. He'll join us on the other side as we roll through here. It's a Thursday. And we got football tonight, too, Jimmy B. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I know. Hey, listen, you might even get a C.J. Bethard. Well, maybe.
Maybe.
You might.
You never
maybe.
Know. We got the coverage here for you, 1700 KBGG. If you're looking for the NFL tonight, we have you covered. Back talking Penn State, Iowa, on Jimmy B and TC.
The Kansas City Chiefs play here, 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big-screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Sponsored by CC's Pizza. Want to taste the sauced and tossed flavors of CC's wings on your pizza? Well, now you can with three pizzas inspired by wings. Now on CC's Buffet for just $5 and change. Prices may vary.
Like all of you out there, Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. He would flip-flop all night long, wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache, or feel like he needed a nap, even though he'd slept 8 hours. When Mike invented MyPillow, he wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. Mike does all of his own manufacturing right here in the United States and offers a 10-year warranty. You could wash and dry MyPillow, and don't forget there is a 60-day money-back guarantee. And here's their best offer ever. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows and free shipping.
Pushing snow with a Fisher Plows Extreme V V-Plow that you'll find at Schuling Hitch isn't just a job this winter. It's kind of a rush, too. The Extreme V V-Plow can change from V to straight to scoop. It's versatile and efficient. With the exclusive Fisher Trip Edge design and fast hydraulics, you'll get the job done faster. Shop for your new Fisher Plows blade at Schuling Hitch Company. Two locations off 2nd north of the interstate, Des Moines, and Alexander Avenue in Ames. Or SchulingHitch.com.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at FoodDudesDelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at FoodDudesDelivery.com.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. What happened there? How'd Kim get in this deal?
Yeah, certainly the rotator is a little bit off on that one. We got one of the names right. You, on the other hand, they missed up on. We'll talk to the voice guy about that one, all right?
We better do that. You got that right. Greg Pickle is our guest. We said he was going to come on from Penn Live on the Nittany Lions. And Greg joins us on the Draft House 50 Hotline Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Greg, good afternoon to you, man.
Hey, fellas, good afternoon. Glad to be on with you.
Thank you so much for the time. Look, this is highly disappointing. I think a lot of Iowa fans were hoping that the game day TV show was going to be in Iowa City. It's not. But the game itself does make ABC for their primetime game. Greg, is the furor about Penn State, Iowa from the Penn State crowd the same as it is in the Iowa crowd where they cannot wait to play Penn State?
I think so. I think that the big thing that I've noticed from the fan base so far this week is that they're ready for Penn State to face a test. They're ready for the Nittany Lions to go on the road and play a very good Iowa football team, one that they know is going to have to deal with a Kinnick Stadium environment that will be loud and very challenging to communicate in and so on and so forth. This is a Penn State team that, while 3-0 and ranked number 4 in the country, really hasn't seen anything that's challenged them yet. Sure, Pittsburgh was within a couple of touchdowns for a little while there back 2 weeks ago when the Nittany Lions ultimately ended up winning by 19. You look at the other two games in the non-conference schedule against Georgia State and Akron. They haven't faced a test yet. They haven't faced anybody with the talent that Akrem Wadley has. If Jossie Jewell or the Iowa offensive line as a whole, they haven't faced a unit quite like that. So, you put all these pieces together and Penn State fans are saying, hey, let's see what we got here. We have to go on the road, we have to deal with the noise, and we have to deal with a very good and consistent football team. So I think from that perspective, Penn State fans are pretty excited about this one. Obviously, the primetime nature of it adds a little bit of juice to it as well. And they realize that every game has to be important from here on out because that's the only way you're ever going to reach the Big Ten and potentially the college football playoff championship. So I think that they definitely are matching it on this side of the country or the state, the matchup, if you will. But I do think that this should be a good one, and yes, Penn State fans are excited for it.
Well, you mentioned, Greg, the road environment here for Penn State, and a year ago got off to a rough start, had that game against Pittsburgh that they lost, down big in that game, came back to at least make it respectable, and then the whitewashing that happened at the Big House. They come back after the offense starts to catch fire, but they went on the road and they beat Purdue, Indiana, Rutgers. Not exactly murder's row. What has been the conversation about the environment they expect to see at Kinnick Stadium? I know I saw James Franklin, you had a piece talking about they're really trying to pump up the music, make it loud in there, knowing that this is going to be different than going to Piscataway.
Yeah, no question about it. I wasn't at Penn State's open practice to the media on Wednesday night, but I had a couple colleagues that were, and they attested that it was very loud in the end zone where Penn State was working. They backed the offense up right to the end zone where the speakers were set up at their outdoor practice field to try and simulate what they were going to face at Kinnick Stadium. And it's interesting because I don't know if there's a guy on the roster that played in the Penn State-Iowa game at 2012 at Kinnick Stadium. I don't think there was. The reason I say that was many of the guys that spoke after Penn State's win over Georgia State and also this week in the build-up to the Iowa game have talked about asking the trainers, hey, what was that place like? Is it really as loud as everyone says it is? Are the stands really as close as it seems like it is on TV? There were a lot of kids that were curious just about what this place is like compared to everything they've heard about it. I think they're well aware of the fact that everything they heard is true and that I was going to pack them in there. There's no question about it. I don't know. I saw some stuff that said maybe they won't quite get to a sellout. I have to think that'll change by the time kickoff happens at 7:30. But either way, whether they have 4,000 tickets left, 2,000 tickets left, or it's a standing room only crowd, Penn State knows what it's getting into. They know of Iowa's history. They were obviously benefited greatly by Iowa using its home field advantage and quality play to upset Michigan last year at Kinnick Stadium. So I think that Penn State's very well aware of what happened to its 2008 team that came out there and lost by a field goal, or lost because of a field goal late. So I think that one thing James Franklin does is he makes his teams very aware of history and how that can impact the current season and how history can, you know, not repeat itself if they do things a little bit differently. So, yes, they've cranked the noise up. They know they're not going to just any old Big Ten venue. There's no question about that.
Greg Pickle is our guest on the Draft House 50 Hotline Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Greg, it is my assertion, and only mine, that if Barkley is having another big night, that will take care of all the ills that Penn State might have and will lead them to victory. Is that a fair assessment? Or McSorley and company, do they have to do their part as well? It cannot just be a one-man show.
Yeah, see, I look at it like this. I look at it as Trace McSorley is sort of the key to this whole thing. If you look at the games that Penn State has either won convincingly or been in right to the end, and I'm thinking of the USC game from a year ago, the number nine under center for Penn State has been not only incredibly accurate, but he's made plays. The accuracy is always the thing that's going to come up with him. Is he going to throw balls over guys' head, or is he going to scramble around for a little bit and connect on 80-yard touchdown passes? That's always going to be the question with him. If it's the first one, Penn State's going to struggle because their offense is built, like many offenses are, but this one in particular feels more so, on establishing the run and then that allowing them to challenge defenses by presenting the run-pass option, and teams have to decide, are they going to key on Barkley or are they going to try and spread things out, and then Penn State will use the playmakers it has to try and get down the field. They're going to throw down the field. There's no question about that. So to me, Barkley usually gets his own, so I don't often worry about that too much when trying to assess how Penn State's offense is going to play. I look more at what Trace McSorley is going to do. Again, if you look at the Pittsburgh game, he had a pretty tough first half. Excuse me. He had a lot of balls sail high on him. He was missing receivers. And Penn State couldn't really do much of anything because Pittsburgh keyed on Saquon Barkley and let Trace McSorley throw. And Trace McSorley couldn't complete passes. And that obviously led to a bit of a struggle there before they finally kicked away. So if you're an Iowa fan, I think what you're rooting for is for Trace McSorley to be a little bit off and for Penn State's offense to struggle because of it, because Iowa will then crunch down on Barkley or whoever is in the game at running back and force McSorley to throw it. And if he's off, you're going to see this offense go to the punting game more often than not, especially early. So I think both teams have a really vested interest in the start. Now, I don't even know if it's the first 15 minutes. I think it might be the more first eight to 10 minutes, because I think if Penn State can get out to a two-touchdown lead, as they've done in a couple matchups with the Hawkeyes, then they have the opportunity to have some room for error on offense. But if not, Iowa can get into a clock control game if it wants to. It can obviously move the ball against the front seven for Penn State that's very talented, but also just hasn't shown enough in my mind over the first 3 weeks and make this a game, you know, even though they're a double-digit underdog in this one. So that's what I'm looking for this week. I think if Trace McSorley's accurate, Penn State will be just fine. I think Saquon Barkley gets his either way. But if Trace McSorley has some issues, I think the game really opens up for Iowa on offense and defense.
Well, this Iowa team, certainly at least in the early portion of the schedule, looks to be a lot different than they were offensively a year ago. You know, Pittsburgh, the really only team that they played with the pulse to this point, was able to have some success on the ground at different times throughout the football game. Max Brown just really struggled for the Panthers in that 33-14 loss. Iowa, do you think they're going to have an ability to get their ground game going? And can you sustain a couple of drives against this Penn State defense?
I think it's the biggest question mark going into this game. I really do. I think Penn State has recruited very well at the defensive line position. I think their linebacker group is built on guys that are either three-star veterans that have proved their worth, like Jason Kabinda, the middle linebacker, or two four-star outside linebackers, and they were recruits in Koa Pharma and Mary Bowen. But I'll be real honest with you, they haven't played that well, and I think they know it over the first three games. Excuse me. This group just has not made the impact that many people thought it would and could, And that has to change this week. I think they're aware of that. And if they are able to change it, I'm not sure if Iowa's ground game can sustain. I think they can break off a couple big ones. If we know anything about Penn State's defense, is that there's times they're going to give up big ones. Someone's going to over-pursue. Someone's going to jump in a gap they shouldn't. And it's going to lead to a big play for the opposition. We've seen it time and time again. They got better at limiting those last year as the season went on, and they've been better with not giving up too many so far this year. But they're going to give those up, and that's when Iowa has to pounce on offense to move the ball way downfield in the running game with chunk plays here or there. Penn State's defense has given up a handful of those so far this year. So I think there's certainly a chance. It's not clear whether Torrence Brown will play for Penn State. He was a new starter this year, injured his knee in a Georgia State game. They have a really interesting kid at the other spot, Sharice Miller, who's a pretty quick kid, and Ryan Buchholz, who is a bigger guy who can play defensive end and defensive tackle and help clog things up from both spots. But Penn State has to take a jump there. There's no question. They're going to face the best offensive line and the best running back they've faced so far this year, and they need to raise their game. Otherwise, Iowa will run all over them all day long.
All right, we'll let you go then on this one. Vegas has the double-digit line. Are you buying that or not?
I thought 14 was too high. When the game opened at 14, I was honestly stunned. I thought 10 would be the number, and I could make a case for both sides of that. I could see Iowa playing a game similar to the one it played against Michigan a year ago, and if that's the case, they'll cover this game with ease. However, if Penn State can come out like it did in 2012, score early, like it did a year ago, the 48-yard kickoff return, a couple of Barkley runs, a McSorley scramble and a touchdown toss to Saeed Blacknell on its opening drive. They led 7-0 before the game was 3 minutes old. If they come out like that, I think the 10 will be in doubt for Iowa. But if not, it's Iowa's ball game to keep within double digits, if not win outright all the way. So I buy it at 10. I did not buy it at 14. But I think the matchups really make this one more so than most games on the Big Ten schedule, especially for Penn State.
Going to be some points in this one. If Iowa wants to win, they're going to have to score something that they haven't exactly done in some of their big upsets at Kinnick Stadium. Should be a fun one on Saturday night. You going to be making your way over, Greg, or you going to be staying home in Pennsylvania?
No, I will be there for the first time on the road to Iowa and Kinnick Stadium. I'm looking forward to it. We're staying in Cedar Rapids and then coming to Iowa City for the game, so it'll be a good time. I hope to see you guys around.
I will be there. Jimmy B, on the other hand, he hates Iowa City. He won't go there.
Will you stop at that? Jeez. Thank you, Greg. Thanks, man. It was great catching up with you. Enjoy the game Saturday night.
All right, fellas. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Greg.
You got it. That's Greg Pickle, everybody, from Penn Live on the Draft House 50 hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. That's good stuff out of him. I mean, he's got it dialed in with Penn State. And Trent, it was what you and I have talked about this week, and he even sort of reiterated that, is that you really don't know what Penn State has because of the competition level.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the Pitt team, it's Pitt. They beat them last year. So, you know, Pitt, they needed overtime to beat Youngstown State. You saw what happened to them last weekend against Oklahoma State.
Right.
I don't know why, but Narduzzi, he still has not been able to build a defense there, which is one of the ultimate head scratchers. You know, last year Pitt was decent. They could at least score, but they were awful defensively a year ago. How does that happen? A guy that is so good as a defensive coordinator at Michigan State, he finally gets a head job and he's got an offense, but he doesn't have a defense to go along. It doesn't make a lick of sense.
I'm with you 100%. All right, quick break, and when we come back, Adam Kramer is going to join us, Kegs and Eggs. Trent, I did read through the article. Man, you're not kidding. That's a Kleenex box, no question about it. It's going to be very interesting. We will talk to Adam about hanging out at Children's Hospital and his story. It's unbelievable. Jimmy B and TC, it's the Big Talker. 1700.
The Dave Ramsey Show on 1700 KBGG is provided by Bowman Shaw Tax and Financial Planning in West Des Moines. They can custom tailor a winning strategy for your money to make the most of your investments and pay the least taxes on your income.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Sponsored by Walgreens. It's easy to get your flu shot at Walgreens and help make a difference. Simply get a shot and give a shot. No appointment necessary. Vaccine restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for a lot less? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to Straight Talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed, you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multi-family homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-thru options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines Metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock. Thank you for tuning us in on the Big Talker 1700. As advertised, Adam Kramer, Kegs and Eggs, is our guest, and he comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Adam, good afternoon, man. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How about yourself?
We're excellent, and we'll get into the game with you in just a little bit, but I wanted to begin, and Trent alerted me to it, and I went and read your article. Fill everybody in, because you lived it, you wrote it, on your experience then at Children's Hospital.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, I really need to thank the Iowa football team and the Children's Hospital for allowing me, you know, to tell the story. And look, this is a well-known tradition entering the week. And yet, you know, having, you know, personal ties to the school the way that I did, I thought it would be a unique opportunity to watch a football game from a vantage point we don't often see. And, so what happened was, last Friday, I went to Iowa City and I sat down with Kirk and then really just went to the hospital and talked to people, talked to patients, talked to people who worked in within the hospital, really got to know some just unbelievable families. And then Saturday, you know, watching the game and watching the wave from up there is something I'll never forget. I think the one biggest takeaway that I'll make is, you know, so much is put into like the wave itself, which is unbelievable. It's kind of interesting. It goes so quickly. Like when you're up there, you're like, wait, no, don't end. But like the buildup and what it means for the families as they literally kind of wait out the door to come into a room that everybody kind of gathers around and, you know, having kids, having games set up, having so much stuff to do. Like the game is obviously the centerpiece of it all. And yet, you know, the game is not a focal point either. It's just a perfect balance of kind of life in football. So, It's an honor to tell the story, honestly, and I hope people continue to go there and tell their side, you know, their aspects of the story. The more video, the more I read about this thing, I think it does a lot for Iowa and certainly does a lot for the families there. So yeah, I hope more people continue to go there and tell that story with their own eyes.
Well, for people that haven't read it, you can find it over at bleacherreport.com. And Adam, I told you as we brought you on here, a lump on my throat, misty last night reading through it. My wife was kind of wondering what was going on with me. But, you know, you were up there and not only, you know, meeting these families and the children and their parents and all of that, but your opportunity to talk with Kirk Ferentz, and he has gone through something himself, losing a grandchild early on in a pregnancy. This is something that has impacted him. If you can, tell us a little bit about the conversation that you had with Coach Ferentz.
You know, it's interesting. I did not really know what to expect. This came together fast. So we met in his office, and we started talking about this. And I mean this. He was struggling to speak at times, and I was, as a result, kind of struggling to speak at times. And I think the thing that people are starting to figure out, Iowa fans know that this is not like – the marriage between football team and the hospital is not new. And if anything, you know, this is a reminder of how much Kirk and his wife have done and how much this has meant to him. I mean, this is a whole new endeavor in terms of the attention they're getting, and the tradition itself is amazing, but this is something that is deeply important to him. And so truly, when I say, you know, he was choking up repeatedly through the argument, you know, the interview, and he's had to talk about this plenty over the last few weeks, and yet still really struggled to talk about it. It shows what it means. And, you know, to add to that, you know, I think you get a different perspective. Clearly, this is his city. This is his town. It's a place that means more. And just as a parent, I know for me, being in there, I will never look at it the same, because that's, you equate it to, you put yourself on the other side of the glass, and for that reason, I think, you know, Kirk has some deep emotional ties here.
What's it like being in there when the crowd turns and begins to wave?
I know for me, I was kind of overcome with like emotion throughout, and my problem is, you know, so I'm looking at this two ways. Like, I'm trying to tell the story of what it looks like, and this is, I guess, you know, as a journalist, you're looking at the crowd because you want to see for yourself what the vantage point is, And then you're looking internally to see how people are reacting, right? And I know it was like a frantic moment. I actually filmed some of it just because I wanted to be able to see it again. So I'll say this. Internally, it was a lot more inside the hospital. It was a lot more quiet than I expected. There are a few cheers. But above all, there's people are just taking this moment in and trying to, you know, again, a lot of phones out. I think people are trying to save this memory. So it's a real kind of, it's an overpowering feeling, truthfully. And when you look down below, and I tried to convey this in the piece the best that I can, like, you can't make out individual faces in the crowd. It really does feel like you're in the stadium. It feels like you're in, like, the upper deck of a stadium, and you can watch a game perfectly up there. The vantage points are spectacular. So you can't see faces, but you can see motion. And it looks like the crowd is, you know, the crowd is almost in a one single motion together. That is a moment I will never forget. My only thing is that there's so much, you know, you're looking at the clock the whole time leading in that this, it goes, to me, it was so fast. And it is so fast. It's a quick motion. It's a wave. And yet after it's over, it was an overpowering feeling. And then to watch the families react and, you know, to see and to talk to these people, I can't tell you enough. It seems like a small thing, the wave, but when you talk to people who are going through some really horrific things and doing so with just tremendous strength and grace, this wave to them means everything. And that was another thing that really came true in sitting down and talking with these families.
AK, you mentioned those families and you relayed a bunch of the stories from the families that were up there. You have a couple of youngsters. I have a little one. So, you know, it does impact you in that way. What was the one that hit closest to home? If you can tell us about one of those families.
Yeah, I on the way home, I mean, full disclosure, when I drove home from Iowa City, I think I probably was in tears or close to in tears for like half my drive. And when I got home, I hugged my daughter. I mean, my kids are probably so sick of me hugging them this week. I mean, truly, and it is. It really makes you think about it. You know, I think the best, Sam Davidson, a four-year-old from Boone, Iowa, and his mother, Courtney, a tremendous family. I mean, these are Iowa State people, right? I mean, they are Iowa State fans, and Sam's cousin is wearing, you know, Iowa State colors, which in this hospital just jump out, right? You see that, and you're saying, oh, my goodness. Then you read the shirt, and the Iowa State shirt doesn't say beat Iowa. It says beat cancer. And this is a family that, you know, Sam, earlier this year, you know, March, complaining from headaches and goes in to get it checked out. And the very next day, he's 3 years old at the time, has a brain tumor removed, right? The next day. And so to interact with them after months of chemo and after everything they've gone on, and by the way, the prognosis is very positive, given everything they've been through. They're in a really good place, and hopefully will be kind of out of the hospital. They've been kind of back and forth out of the hospital permanently here next month. Like, you hear a lot about just what these journeys have been like. But that's just that family in particular, and there was a lot of really unbelievable stories. That one, watching Sam run around with a football that he must have signed like 2,000 times. I mean, I don't know. Like, it looked like one giant Sharpie advertisement, this football he was carrying around. Like, that's just a visual that's going to sit with me probably forever.
We'll get a quick football question then in, since we're running sure. tight on time, Adam. And that is your feeling on the game then itself, being on ABC, the national stage, the wave will get a national yeah. attention on ABC. Plus, how do you see this game playing out, Penn State, Iowa?
Weird things happen at night in this stadium, as you guys know. And I know that's not exactly a schematic analysis, but it's true. And so for that reason, I think Iowa's actually got a chance in this game. Here's the problem. Penn State is the superior team. Saquon Barkley is just a matchup nightmare for anybody. But for Iowa, who, you know, you watch the Iowa State tape and you see all the kind of the open field tackles. If you do that, this will be kind of Christian McCaffrey all over. So that's your concern, is trying to contain this guy. And, oh, by the way, their quarterback is pretty good as well. The thing with Iowa, though, they've missed out on a lot of really explosive plays. And so I think the place will be nuts. I think the home field advantage here at night is very real. and there's a strong history of that, and there's just a mental edge that you have, that they'll have knowing that. But if they're going to win this game or have a chance to win this game, you've got to hit on those big plays that they've lacked. And I think if they can hit on those and they are there for the taking, I think they've actually got a real shot at this.
AK, last thing for me, I'll let Jim finish up with you. It's a big weekend of college football. You have this matchup, and people, as you can imagine, Iowa City, hugely disappointed that game day wouldn't be coming to town. Down in Stillwater, same thing. Boulder, Lexington, Nashville. I mean, I could go on and on all day, yet game day goes to New York City, and there's been a ton of rhetoric about ESPN and all kinds of things. But that aside, game day, such a special entity, putting it in New York City, and especially on a weekend like this, is this ESPN losing their way in a different way?
Yeah, I don't like the decision. I mean, I've got East Coast ties. You guys know I'm from Jersey originally, mm-hmm. and I've tried to muster up interest of college football with my family, and they just don't care. And they, you know, they're Rutgers fans, so I understand. They're just trying to block this whole thing out. But Iowa City. I was at that game day with Ohio State, and that was a special moment. Like, the games this week in particular, it's not like your traditional go to Alabama right. or go to places that you always are. Like, you had a chance. You could go to Houston. I mean, you could go to Houston and do a fundraiser for her. I mean, you could have done a lot of, like, go to Iowa and profile the wave. Like, you could have incorporated some human interest elements. So not only do you miss out on the game day environment, which is special, the visuals of that are spectacular, I think you miss out in other ways as well. So, yeah, I'm interested to see what the visuals will be in New York for sure. But I'm with you guys. Keep it on college campuses. And here, I think you could have had an opportunity to profile at least one really unbelievable human element to what's going on at some of these schools.
Adam, about a minute left. Your thoughts on what Nebraska just did, kicking the AD out?
I think this is the first of a handful of things that are going to be put in motion to try and regenerate Nebraska. I mean, if you're Mike Riley, this is obviously not good. this is not good news at all. I think to me, ultimately, this is the first step in trying to rebuild again. So what is Nebraska at this point in terms of where do they sit nationally from a prominence standpoint? It's a hard one to figure. But I do think it's a school with a ton of resources and history mm-hmm. and a place that will attract, you know, major attention for both an AD job and now, to me, assuming that a head coaching job is going to open up as well.
AK, as always, appreciate it. Great story once again. Absolutely loved it. BleacherReport.com is where you can find it. You can also find it on Adam's Twitter feed, at Kegs and Eggs. AK, be good, my man, and looking forward to actually connecting next time you're in Iowa City, all right?
I know. Things were a little busy. Next time, though, there will be beers. So thank you, guys. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Adam.
Gee, shocking. That's just shocking. There will be beer.
Yes.
That's shocking.
There will be beers.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks, man. Good stuff.
Guys.
All right. There you go. That's Adam Kramer, Kegs and Eggs, on the Draft House 50 hotline. It is an incredible tearjerker when you read that story. And once again, Bleacher Report is where you can find it. Great stuff out of Adam, Trent. Tremendous.
Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, Adam just brought up something I want to talk with you about, Jimmy B.
You mean beer?
Well, I like beer. No, not beer. That Nebraska job, you know, how coveted is it? And also the athletic director job. Have some thoughts on that. We'll kick it off. A big story in Lincoln today. Sean Ihor's gone, the athletic director. Mike Riley looks to be the next in line to lose his job. It is shaking to our west. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Hour number two, Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Sponsored by Account Temps. Demand for top talent is high. Let Account Temps help you find highly skilled temporary accounting and finance professionals who can hit the ground running. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Scott Graham from Westwood One with a preview of Thursday Night Football as the San Francisco 49ers play host to the Los Angeles Rams in an NFC West matchup. Rams fell to 1-1 after dropping a close one to the Redskins on Sunday. After the game, second-year quarterback Jared Goff said they need to get past the loss quickly.
I think we're at the point where, you know, it can kind of go either way. You can either, you know, fight the adversity and
come back on a short week this week, go up Thursday night to San Francisco and, you know, play the way we know we can, or you can lay down. And, you know, knowing the guys in that room, I know it'll be the first, and I think we're excited to face some adversity and get a chance to respond.
The 49ers are looking for their first win of the year. Kevin Kugler and Mike Holmgren are in Santa Clara to bring you all the action. Join us for the Rams and the 49ers on Thursday Night Football.
Remember to listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long. Right here on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
AutoZone presents your headlights. As the days get shorter, your headlights need to shine at their brightest. An upgrade into a brighter light can really maximize your safety. Right now, get a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail-in rebate when you buy a ZXE Headlight Capsule Twin Pack. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I'm not much of a dancer. Never have been. Not at weddings, not at concerts, not even when my favorite song is on the radio. But there's something about seeing exactly what I ordered arrive at my facility's door the day after I ordered it. That gets my foot a-tapping. That's why I love Grainger. With 99% of in-stock items shipping the same day they're ordered, they get us what we need when we need it. Which means we keep moving and I keep grooving. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
1700 KBGG Des Moines, a Cumulus station. Big news.